The Q Mobile in for MMW. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing? In for MMW, AC4Q. Just leaving the dogs off here in Bowling Springs to get their haircut done. And then I think I'm going to find a biscuit somewhere.
I hear you. You'll reward yourself. Yeah, I'm down here in Simpsonville. Get a little job right quick. Headed back to the house. Probably do some kitchen painting.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I just got through doing some of that. All that sort of stuff, I soon let somebody else do it, but they want some money to do that.
This kitchen project I started back about 1st of December, and then I had the first knee surgery, and kind of pushed it on out there, and I finally got back into it about 3 months later. I finally got it painted, so I'm finishing the painting on the cabinets now, and the last thing to do will be the floor. And once that's done, I'll do the little baseboard around the edge, and then I'll be through with that sucker.
That's good. Well, okay, on your knee, I had to have my other hip. I had a total hip replacement on my right hip. I already had my left. I already had my right shoulder. I only got one left. This seems to be doing all right, thank goodness. But I had that done about four or five weeks ago. And I'm in pretty good shape right now. It's not as bad as a knee adjustment. For all I'm told, I'm glad.
It's a little worse of a thing. Let's see, the first one I did in December, so it's up my toe. And then the third week of June, I did the right knee, so it's 7 weeks old. Yeah, it's what giving me the most bit. The left one still hurts a little bit. I just have to keep moving and don't pick up a whole lot of weight.
Oh, yeah. I was after about 3 weeks, I was up and walking pretty good, although I still had some discomfort. The only thing that really bothers me right now is incision, a little bit of pull sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful with them. There's one move you're not supposed to do, I think a 90 degree or something like that, with that hip. Yeah, I've already got both shoulders done. I got both knees, so all I lack is the hips coming down the road.
Gee, I'm going to have to catch up to you.
Just about that $1 million man.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't got a problem with my shoulders. The reason why I have my total right shoulder replacement was because I had to use crutches for so long due to my problem with my hip. I didn't have it done. I should have done a lot of time sooner, let's put it that way. And I didn't, so I was on my crutches and that did my shoulder in.
Both of her hips done. She went great with them. She did a rehab, and man, she wasn't on the walker very long at all. Walked on a cane for about a few days, and she was ready to go.
That's just about it. I recouped a lot faster than the left one. Mainly because I had waited for so long. It was in worse shape. I, about, I was on my right one, getting that kind of shape. So the same doctor did both of them.
I had the same doctor do both mine, and the left knee he did by hand with a cutting tool to make the shape of the bone there, and the right knee he did the robot thing with all the CAD measurements, and it does make a difference. Healing time's a little quicker, and it's not quite as sore for the length of time as my other one was.
Yeah, Roger, that's good, huh? I have no idea how he, if he did any different from the first or the last. It was about 4 years ago, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, the last hit. So they may be using some new techniques. Here's the Stephen Hawkins center of their hospital.
Good place. And as you're retired, the government pays for a lot of that.
Yeah, my Navy, my TRICARE paid for all of it. I didn't have to pay a cent. I'm well, I consider this to be what do you want to call it, fair trade.
Military, so yeah, that helps out. With all your services, you deserve it.
I was in there 4 years active duty during the Vietnam 66-70, and then I was an additional 20 years in ready reserves. 20 years of drilling.
In Vietnam?
No, they sent me to Iceland. My first duty station was actually Iceland. And then when I got through with that, they sent me Norfolk for the rest of the time. So I was, I guess you call me, I was one of the lucky few.
Back in those days, that was a big thing. If you ever went in or got called up, you were pretty well banking on going to Vietnam. Of course, later when I came along, 73, 74, it was headed for moving out.
They were in process of doing that. I had early 3 months discharge because they were just doing that. That's winding down. But some of my regiment counterparts, they got sent to swift boats there on in Vietnam. And that's not chicken scratch here. Let me go ahead and sign. I get some stuff done. So good talk to you, Jimmy. And you take it easy. AC4 Kumo.
Okay. Don't ramble too much. Leave me a little bit. Take care. AC4Q is for MFW Mobile.